Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Into the second quarter, Bears lead 14-7. Self in the pocket, throws, it is intercepted out of the 35-yard line. Blake Lynch has it, runs laterally toward the near side, and then swung down at the 33-yard line. There's a takeaway. Blake Lynch with the interception, and the Bears have the ball back.
It's a Big 12 Friday on the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Too wide to each side, and Sanders takes the ball, hands it off to Hubbard. Big hole up the middle, and Hibbert is gone. Good night, Vienna. 20-10-5. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Number three of the night for Chuba Hubbard.
Logan Long in the game, and he'll block. Here's Gilbert straight ahead. 20-15. To the 10. To the 5. To the goal line. Touchdown, James Gilbert.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Schweiger will snap it to Purdy. Purdy gives to Crony off the left side. Touchdown, and Iowa State wins it by the narrow of margins.
Now previewing this weekend's action in the Big 12 Conference, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Hi and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Highlight cuts in the open courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Talk about Baylor and UTSA. Coming up tomorrow, the Bears coming off the win 56-17 over Stephen F. Austin to open the season last Saturday. Also heard from Dave Hunziker, the call courtesy of the Oklahoma State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Cowboys with the 53-36 win on the road over Oregon State last Friday. They played on Friday night. Now Oklahoma State plays in the friendly confines of Boone Pickens Stadium tomorrow, their season home opener, as they host McNeese tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Highlight cut to Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. K-State very impressive in a 49-14 win over Nichols this past week. Now, K-State tries to go to 2-0 as they are home hosting Bowling Green. It's tomorrow morning at 11. Then the closest game of the weekend in the Big 12 was that overtime win by Iowa State over in-state rival Northern Iowa. You hear John Walters with the call, courtesy of the Iowa State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, 29-26. Iowa State wins over UNI in overtime. Open date for Iowa State tomorrow as they get set to play Iowa in that Cy-Hawk series game next week.
Yeah, that was a big game. And, you know, Northern Iowa played them really tough down to the wire. There was a couple of opportunities where Northern Iowa, they had a chance they could have went for two and possibly won. But, you know, they took it into the last overtime and Iowa State pulled it off. But I know that they're probably looking forward to having a break this week to prepare for Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good that Iowa State, from a conference perspective, good they got that win, because you'd hate to go into an open date two weeks off, you know, before you play again with a loss. Would have been a really tough, disappointing loss if they'd not found a way to win over UNI.
Oh, absolutely. And it might have, you know, probably made it worse being an in-state rival, you know. Yeah. I don't know if you call them a rival, but an in-state team. And then having to play another, your actual in-state rival the following game, that would be really difficult.
Yeah, everything I hear is UNI, the way they look at it, that's their rival. That's I mean, that is their Super Bowl, really. Yeah. When they get a chance to play either Iowa State or Iowa, I mean, that's their opportunity to really make waves in the state of Iowa.
Oh, I imagine. I mean, and they want to, because all those kids are probably feel, you know, have a chip on their shoulder that
right.
they were overlooked and stuff, right. so they want to go out and get revenge on them.
Right, exactly. So Iowa State is off tomorrow. Who else? TCU is off tomorrow. Eight other schools in action. We'll look at the Big 12 schedule. It includes Baylor hosting UTSA. That is tomorrow afternoon at 3. The broadcast right here on ESPN Central Texas. All right, we'll talk about that. We'll look at the high school games coming up, some of the highlights of the high school games coming up tonight. Chris Allman is coming in a bit. Chris, when he was here, Garrett, on a regular basis, mm-hmm. more regular than it is now, like every day, he would give us on Fridays prior to Baylor games, he would give us, do the research and give us fun facts to know and tell and share and impress your friends with
right.
on Baylor's opponent.
Okay.
So Chris offered to continue to do that, and I said, absolutely, that's good info. And every once in a while, something, you know, he brings to us, makes it on the air, on the broadcast. So it's good info, and it's good to know your foe. There's one, who is that? One of the schools in the league, maybe it's Kansas. One of them that I do a pregame interview with, and the segment is Know Your Foe. And I always give him a hard time. I say, come on, man. Am I really your foe? Come on.
Right.
Oh, no. Kansas is behind enemy lines. That's what it is. Behind enemy lines. And I say to David Lawrence, come on, man. I'm not your enemy. He said, I know. It's just the name of the segment. But there's another one that's Know Your Foe. And I can't remember who does that. But anyway, Chris is going to give us some info about the opponent, not our enemy in any sense, but UTSA coming in tomorrow.
That's a really neat idea, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with.
It'll be some good stuff. I promise you it'll be good. So Chris Allman is coming in to give us that. Thanks to those of you that were with us last night at Rudy's for our Baylor Coaches Show. Place was absolutely packed. Remember we talked mm-hmm. about with Joey McGuire being there and Kim Mulkey being there that we knew the place would be full. Excuse me, and it was. I think the first person on the scene to reserve a seat, and I wasn't there, but she told me it was Ann Evans, and Ann said, I got here at 3:45.
Wow.
And the show was at 6, but she got there at 3:45 to save a seat and saved several seats around her, and another guy that was sitting there said, yeah, I got here at 4, and I thought, sure, I'd be the first one, but Ann was already here. So that's the kind of anticipation there was for certainly Joey McGuire, but then especially Kim Mulkey yesterday. And, I mean, that place was absolutely packed. Normally, you know, the main seating mm-hmm. area, sometimes that fills up.
Right.
But this was that, and then spilling into the outer areas of seating around. There were a lot of people standing that didn't have seats last. It really was standing room only at Rudy's last night.
I seen some pictures. I think it was the Baylor Athletics Twitter page had posted some, and it looked like the crowd was really big, you know, and then listening to it up here, everybody was excited and really into it. So you could tell that everybody was – that was one that everybody wanted to be at.
Right, definitely. So a lot of fun. Thanks to Rudy's, our host, and thanks to everyone that was there last night. People have asked about television, and so the radio is right here on ESPN Central Texas. TV, KCEN is doing the production. They don't air it live. I think it's on – I was talking to Mike Stanford this morning – and he said he thinks it's archived on their website. So I'll check that and make sure. I'll find out the details of where you can find that.
Are these, like these coaches shows, is this something that could get put on that ESPN Plus?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and I think it might be not live, but then archived.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it definitely could be. It's, you know, it's considered secondary program. It's not a live sporting event, but it's a coaches show. So I'll check on that, and I'm sorry I don't know where you can find that to go back and watch it. But this would be fun to go back and watch because Coach McGuire is just great. You know,
he
is just fun to talk to. He's very articulate and a lot of fun. So he was great. And then we turned the table, and Coach Mulkey came up there. And not only Coach Mulkey, but Chloe Jackson was there last night, and Dee Dee Richards was there last night. So we said, come on up. So we had them on there as well. And Chloe was drafted by the Chicago Sky and released by them. She's about to go play in Poland very soon. rehabbing a hamstring injury right now. And then Dee Dee Richards is just, you know, she's just full of life.
Yeah.
And so she was fun to have up there as well. So it was Coach McGuire and Coach Mulkey, yes, but also Chloe Jackson and Dee Dee Richards. So it was really a fun night.
One of the funniest things I thought, I was listening to it, is when Coach McGuire was telling the story that Kim Mulkey went up there on recruiting, and yeah. she walks in, she's like, there's the guy who knocked my son out of the playoffs.
Yeah, wasn't that good?
Yeah, that was funny.
When he was coach at Cedar Hill.
Yeah, when he was at Cedar Hill.
Cedar Hill beat Midway and really ended Kramer's high school football career.
But yeah, that was really funny.
That was good. So it was a fun night. It really was. Our next coaches show is 2 weeks away. It's September 19th. It'll be live again at Rudy's on the Circle in Waco. Frisman Jackson will be there, receivers coach for Baylor. And Paul Jobson will be there, Baylor soccer coach. So that's our next one. Put it on your calendar and hope you can join us for that. And thanks to those of you that were there last night. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Off and running on a Friday morning. High school football takes center stage tonight. Colleges front and center tomorrow. Pros in action on Sunday. One NFL game tonight. Got the new season underway. Scoring fest in Chicago as the Packers beat the Bears. Was it 10-3 the final? Was that the final score?
I honestly didn't watch.
I think it was 10-3 last night. So you can say great defenses at Soldier Field last night. And I did watch a little bit of it. And I tell you what I was watching for was Aaron Rodgers to mm-hmm. see how he was playing. Because remember, he didn't take a yeah. single snap in preseason. And I thought, you got to, you know, at some point, you got to take some live snaps. Yeah. But he didn't at all. And Chris Collinsworth at one point, maybe it was second quarter, maybe third, said you can see that Aaron Rodgers is getting more comfortable now.
Yeah.
But it took a little bit into the game, really, in live action before he did feel comfortable.
I mean, I would flip over to it, you know, mm-hmm. and I was helping my daughter with homework and stuff. But it seemed like every time I turned it on, there was a flag.
Oh, really?
Or something. And I ended up just turning the game off. Yeah. I was not entertained by it.
Yeah, I got you. I just sampled it a little bit. I didn't watch much last night. But the 100th season for the NFL is underway, as, of course, is the 150th season for college football. So there's a lot going on, a lot to talk about. And we'll continue with more in just a moment. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by DMRA Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive,
where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
At Marksman, they know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen. They train their staff to be the best. They believe that your right as a customer is to be treated with respect. They are not like other stores. Buy, sell, or trade. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
Hi, this is Ward Weitz. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
DMRA Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit DMRA Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit DMRA today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Save over $13,000 on 2019 Silverado 1500 LT, Texas edition with supplier pricing. See the difference that so many of our friends rave about: transparent pricing, high trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. Remind you, at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, they've got their fourth annual First Responders Appreciation Day. It's coming up next week. It is Wednesday, the 11th of September. That is 9/11. And they just want to say thanks and show first responders how much they are appreciated. First responders, go on by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. next Wednesday, the 11th. They will have a free gift for you as long as supplies last, and you'll be registered for a Citizen Echo Watch. One fortunate first responder will get that at the end of the day. So that is Wednesday. We'll keep reminding you about that. Thanks to D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive. Also, we're brought to you by UBO, a championship decision in business, is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Well done, Mr. Producer.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, we got the TV on in the studio, and it's on ESPN. First Take is there and is on right now, and they are live at Texas Live there outside AT&T Stadium, outside Globe Life Park in Arlington. So that Rangers game I went to a couple of weeks ago, I looked over there. We didn't go over there, but man, that's a happening place.
It really is, and it's a nice setup. It's in a great location, and I mean, it's a great way to kick off pre-game, you know, stuff, yeah. Or even after. I think they probably stay open for after the game as well. So I mean, it's in a great location, and I mean, I haven't been there personally, but I would like to go, but it does look like a very good place to go.
Yeah, pretty cool. I need to find a time for us to go up there, but it is the site of First Take on ESPN television right now. So pretty cool setting right there between what is currently the home of the Rangers and will be adjacent to the new home of the Rangers, and then just down from AT&T Stadium. Cowboys play the Giants in their season opener on Sunday. So mentioned a couple of Big 12 games will kick at 11 a.m. tomorrow. That begins the schedule. Bowling Green at Kansas State is 11 a.m. West Virginia on the road at Missouri is 11 a.m. And you think 11 a.m., oh, man, that's early. That's an early start. Mm-hmm. And it sort of is. That's noon Eastern, 11 a.m., you know, in the time zone where those games will be played. But that's one of the windows that we have in the Big 12. You know, it's usually 11, 2, 2.30, 3, and then 6 or 7, mm-hmm. or the normal 6.30. Depending on what network is televising the game, 11 is probably the earliest we'll have a game, a Big 12 game televised. But did you notice that the Pac-12 is seriously considering, and it'll probably happen next year, they're going to have some 9 a.m. Pacific time kickoffs next year.
I did not see that.
9 a.m. because 9 a.m. Pacific time is noon Eastern time. And that's a big window, you know, for TV during the fall, is that noon Eastern window. Mm-hmm. And the Pac-12 just feels like, whether they admit it or not, they are kind of getting left out, and they kind of get lost in the shuffle when they play, you know, at night. Yeah. It's so late on a Saturday night. Sometimes their scores, you know, aren't making the newspaper the next day, and just kind of get dismissed because they're so late. So they are really, I mean, this is the ultimate tail wagging the dog when you play in a time slot that is more accommodating for television than it is really for the fans. 9 a.m. kickoff. Can you imagine that?
No, I mean, that's going to be difficult. I mean, we see it sometimes, especially in the NFL when they'll play those games overseas.
Right,
you know,
right.
You'll have like a game in London that is on air at 9 or whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, I understand where they're coming from because a lot of the times those Pac-12 games, they are. They're late at night, and, I mean, most people are exhausted or tired. Or if they're not playing, say it's like a USC and Notre Dame or something where you have two high-profile games. Say it's Oregon State and – I don't know, Kansas or somebody where it's not like high profile. People are they're going to tune out.
That's it. Yeah.
So, I mean, they got to find a way to get viewers.
But 9 a.m.
It's difficult.
So the norm for football is the norm at Baylor is the pregame meals 4 hours before kickoff. And that's tough. If it's an 11 a.m. kickoff, you know, that means pregame meal, excuse me, is 7 a.m., and that means you got to get them up, you know, up and ready and going, you know, for the pregame meal at 7 a.m. Sometimes if it is that early, you slide that a little bit. But that's the norm. It's 4 hours before kickoff. So if they play a Pac-12 school kicks at 9 a.m. Pacific time, pregame meals at 5 a.m., you know, can you imagine college kids, college guys getting up and being, you know, being coherent at 5 a.m. and then getting their mindset and ready for a 9 a.m. kickoff?
No, I mean, it's going to be very difficult. And I wonder how many games, I mean, they would actually consider putting on that slate.
I don't know how many. No, but they've talked about it. They've kind of floated it. And I don't think it'll happen this year. I think they're looking at next year. But the last I heard was it's going to happen.
I mean, I can see it. I mean, it'll be difficult, and there's going to be a lot of moving parts, but that's really the only option they have to get more eyes on their conference.
Well, and, you know, I was talking about the players, tough on them. What about the fans trying to get out there? And if you want to tailgate, what time are you going to start tailgating? 6 a.m.?
If that. I mean, at that point, you might have to switch it up.
You tailgate after the game.
Or something.
Yeah. So it's it doesn't seem real fan-friendly. It doesn't seem real friendly to the participants in the game. I mean, it's just made for TV to try to get on TV in that noon Eastern time window.
Well, I mean, that could be a factor. Say you start scheduling these games and you have more empty stadiums.
Which
you're
going
to have to
good.
Balance it out.
Yeah.
What do you want? Do you want the TV exposure or do you want your fans?
That's exactly right. I agree. And that's not a good thing,
no.
I don't think. You know, again, tail wagging the dog, if you do it for TV – instead of doing what's best for the programs, for the fans, you know, who actually pay their money and come to the games. So so when we look at an 11 a.m. kickoff, when and if that happens for Baylor, just think, could have been 2 hours earlier in the Pac-12 looking at 9 a.m. kickoffs.
And I wonder how many, if they're going to do this, say, strictly conference games, or if you're going to play a team, because if you have a team you're playing from our time zone, that's even harder on them trying to adapt.
That's right.
So, I mean, in a way, they could have an advantage from the time, but I don't know if that would really play into it. But still, I think that would be even difficult on teams who aren't already out there.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Would you, like Oklahoma State played at Oregon State and Corvallis to open last Friday, would you maybe travel even a day earlier? Maybe instead of traveling on Friday, maybe go on Thursday to get acclimated, you know, to the time. You know, if it's something really odd like that. Now, that game was a Friday night, 9:30 our time, so 7:30 Pacific time. You know, college kids, that's right in their wheelhouse, you know, to play a later game. But if you were playing early, maybe you go out earlier to get acclimated.
You would probably have to. So, I mean, that would be difficult to, you know, show up on Friday and then turn around and you're up.
You
only get like 3 hours of sleep or something. You know, there's no way you could do that.
Get a good night's sleep on Friday. It might be hard to do. So the Big 12 has two 11 a.m. games tomorrow. It's Bowling Green at K-State. It's on Fox Sports Southwest. And then West Virginia plays at Missouri. It's 11 o'clock on ESPN2. Missouri, as we said, coming off that disappointing loss to Wyoming, West Virginia, won what is a big game, really, over James Madison. That was a really good win for Neil Brown and the West Virginia Mountaineers. But tough test as they go to Missouri, a kind of scalded Missouri team that can't be too happy as the Mountaineers come in. Incidentally, Neil Brown, I'll mention this, I won't mention this every week, but I will this week. You know, he's from the same hometown I'm from, Danville, mm-hmm. Kentucky. I went to Danville High School. Neil Brown was a multi-sport standout at Boyle County High School. Boyle County, number one in the state in Class 4A. Danville was fourth in the state and got beat last week, so I'm guessing they dropped out of the top 10. But those two play each other tonight. So it's Danville, Kentucky is title town,
right.
USA. 19 state titles between the two schools, and they play each other tonight.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
All right, so there you go. So on your scoreboard show, I'll send you a score. How about that?
Hey, that'd be great. Let's
work
do that.
That in. Danville and Boyle County.
Absolutely.
And
let's
people
do
will
that.
Say, what are you talking about? I will send you a score tonight, and you work it in if you can.
Oh, I'll definitely get
okay?
that one in.
All right, and mention Titletown.
Oh, I will.
In Danville, Kentucky, Titletown.
Titletown
in
Danville, Kentucky.
So Neil Brown, the coach at West Virginia, is a Boyle County High School graduate in Danville. 3 o'clock tomorrow is our game, UTSA at Baylor. We'll talk more about that coming up. 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, couple of games on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And I renewed my subscription to that yesterday. It was really simple. I did it for the year. It was $49.99. With tax, it was, I think, $54.12. So that's the cost for the entire year. And we were talking about this with a lot of the Lady Bears fans that were there last night to hear
right.
Coach Mulkey, that there will be a good number of women's basketball games on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And don't be afraid. Jerry Hill's writing an article about it. That'll be out next week. Just kind of giving you the lowdown on ESPN Plus. But there's two conference games tomorrow on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, Central Coastal Carolina at Kansas, and then McNeese at Oklahoma State. Also at 6, fourth-ranked Oklahoma is home hosting the Coyotes of South Dakota. 6:30 is, I think, the biggest game in the nation this weekend, number 6 LSU and number 9 Texas. That's 6:30 on ABC television. That'll be fun to watch the Tigers and the Longhorns play tomorrow night. And then 7 o'clock on Fox Sports Southwest Tech hosting UTEP in Lubbock. That's the final game of the day of 8 in the Big 12 tomorrow.
That's a big slate, and it's going to be a big weekend for football. I'm just ready to get it going.
Yep, looking forward to it. And let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on the Baylor-UTSA matchup. Fun facts to know and tell and share and impress your friends with. And all of that will come from Chris Allman, who will join us when we come back. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show on a Friday, brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. The Baylor Club with Friday Night Live comes up tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. If you're going out to a high school game, you could go to the Baylor Club and enjoy that great meal prior to the game, or just kind of settle in for the evening with live music and plenty of activity and great food at the Baylor Club. That is Friday Night Live tonight. Their member tailgate is tomorrow at Knox Hall at the Texas Ranger Museum. And then on Sunday is the Bear Brunch every Sunday following Baylor home games. The terrific brunch at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. It's just a normal weekend of activities at the Baylor Club. If you are interested and would like to become a member or just want more information about it, give them a call at 254-710-8080. They will fix you up. April or Stephanie or Mike Mosel will definitely answer any questions you might have. Or you can look up the Baylor Club on the web at thebaylorclub.com. Get more information, their schedule, and then membership options available there as well. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. It's the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to get insurance for Texans by Texans.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you, too. With personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
In Waco, Texas, we like to win. On the ball field, in the boardroom, we welcome competition. We work hard. We play fair. And at Jeff Hunter Toyota, we're determined to do whatever it takes to win your trust. In Waco, this is who we are. And Toyota is what we drive. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked Marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chops for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. High school football is back in action across our family of stations. Midway will host Mansfield Lake Ridge. Here's head coach Jeff Hume talking about tonight's opponent.
Lakers got some very, very fast, great skill guys. They love to throw the ball deep. Obviously, the secondary is going to be tested. You know, we feel like we can control a little bit of the tempo with our lines, D-line and offensive line, which I think could make a big difference.
This game can be heard on ESPN Central Texas. Temple, they host Monterey on AM 1330 at 93.9 FM. Waco High versus Georgetown can be heard on 101.3 FM. Robinson is on the road versus Gatesville on 104.9 FM. And Conley, they take on Glen Rose on AM 1590 and 99.3 FM. All broadcasts begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30 and can be streamed at SendTechSportsFan.com.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
I'm excited this week to turn our attention to UTSA. Frank Wilson is a tremendous coach, and his teams play with a great edge. They play the game the right way. They're physical, they're hard-nosed, they're tough. Both games the last 2 years obviously have come down to the very end of the game, so we're preparing ourselves for a four-quarter battle versus an outstanding opponent.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us on a Friday morning. Glad you're with us. Brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page for contact information, the 254 series of videos, and plenty more. Catching up with Cunningham, her success stories, and there's a lot of those. So check it out on Facebook. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. If you have realty needs, whether you're selling or buying locally or globally, Amanda can help you out. She's a global luxury specialist and certainly heavily invested and very knowledgeable about the Waco market as well. So check it out on Facebook. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. If you need a mortgage guy, here's Chris Allman. Chris, welcome. Glad you're here.
Hey,
Fairway
thanks.
Mortgage, Woodway Group. Can we give you a plug?
Sure.
Okay.
The Wood Group of Fairway Mortgage.
The Wood Group. I said the Woodway Group.
But
the
we're
Wood
in Woodway.
Group. Okay.
It's important to note there are two Fairway offices in Waco.
Mm.
One is the Wood Group. One is not.
Oh.
So we're different.
Okay, very good.
So if you're looking for us, you want to come to 100 Santa Fe Drive.
I know right where it is.
Suite 3.
Sweet.
We have... Well done. I was talking to another realtor yesterday who was singing the praises of Amanda Cunningham.
Wow. How
yeah.
about that?
Talking about how great she is to work with, how easy she is to deal with, polite, respectful, professional. So there's a little more copy for you.
There you go.
For that from a... She works for Coldwell Banker. This was a Kelly Realtors agent who was speaking about how great she
Very
is to
nice.
Work with. So,
that's an unsolicited testimonial.
A little
that's
harmony
good.
Amongst brokerages.
Good. All right. Welcome back to Realty Talk. Glad you're with us. But let's shift the gears and talk Baylor UTSA. You folks who've been with us for a while know that when Chris was here on a more regular basis, he would give us fun facts to know and tell and share and impress your friends with about Baylor's opponent for the week. And you have graciously agreed to do that, unless you have a trip with your family, which you did last
yeah.
week. But you're here today, so give us some fun facts to know and tell about UTSA.
By the way, have you guys ever been to Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Santa Fe, yes, beautiful.
That's where we were. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were there.
It was unbelievable.
Really? Good weather?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The only thing that made the incessant art gallery and antique shopping tolerable.
There's a lot of those there. There's a lot of those.
There's your travel guide to Santa Fe.
Good.
Go when the weather's good.
All right. UTSA. Tell us about them.
Okay. So, let's see. First time they met. They've only played three. Or this will only be the third time.
Right.
Right? I may need some affirmation.
Are you
on
quizzing
these.
Me?
I'm going to.
I'm ready.
Kind of look at you like, am I doing this right? First time they met was in Coach Rule's first season. Obviously,
yes. mm-hmm.
bit of a bummer. We're mm-hmm. past that. We can just move on. Last year's game. I remember last year's game was 37-20,
mm-hmm.
and last year's game was. It was still probably, if we were to admit it, the fan base was still a little bit like, what do we got here? What are we working with? But they win 37-20. I wouldn't say handily,
right.
but they closed out a game that was fairly close, 27-20, I think, in the
yeah,
fourth quarter.
Yeah, 7-point game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And if I remember right, kind of Charlie Brewer's coming out party, because weren't he and Jalen McClendon kind of platooning that ACU game? McClendon had played really well.
Right.
So it was a little bit of back and forth. But in that one, Brewer was 23 of 34 for 328 and three touchdowns.
And? Caught a touchdown pass.
Did he? I didn't remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you're already doing the job better than me. I need to write that down for next year.
For next year. We don't play UTSA next year.
Caught a TD. Okay. Oh, they don't? This is the last one they'll play for a
while? This is the last one in the series.
Okay. All-time bowl records. UTSA has only played in one bowl game all-time. They're 0-1. Baylor, thanks to the Texas Bowl win last year, I believe 13-11 all-time in bowl games. Obviously, the all-time standings of this one are tied 1-1. So here's now some fun facts about UTSA. That's kind of your general football
stuff
you can get anywhere.
Here's
this
the
is
good
the stuff that...
Right. This is why we pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, you got to ease into it with some football talk before you get into heavy mascot talk like
okay.
we're about to get into. Not an old university.
No.
Only founded in 1969, which seems probably universities in metro areas. That seems kind of normal to me, except for Texas. But... Their mascot is, Garrett, do you know their mascot?
A Roadrunner.
Okay. What's another name for a Roadrunner?
I don't know.
Anything for you?
No.
We
huh?
did this last year.
Really?
Can't believe you can't commit this to memory.
I don't remember that.
A chaparral.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Austin Westlake's
There
chaparral.
You go. That was my next question. What Texas high school powerhouse program is also nicknamed the Chaparrals?
Very good. Good info.
It led to a very funny chant at our pep rallies in high school. Of what the H is a chaparral, because it rhymes. I don't want to say it now. It's the family show.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I always think about when I think about chaparral. They officially adopted that mascot in 1977. There was a very competitive runoff. This is news against the armadillo.
Oh.
So as you can imagine, it probably had the heat of a Republican-Democrat type thing, the Roadrunner and armadillo parties. The other options that they considered to be their mascot, El Conquistador, the Toros, the Pumas, and the Vaqueros.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all have a favorite of those, if you could rename UTSA?
I like the Vaqueros.
I do, too. Roadrunners, though, is all I've ever known.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Vaquero is Spanish for cowboy.
Yeah.
Right. Is that right?
Yep.
It's also a very nice golf course in the Metroplex.
Mm.
We talked about this last year, and this was a thing that surprised me. Because of where they play, they have humongous attendance numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So their first year as a program, they set an NCAA record for attendance for a first-year program. They averaged 35,520 fans for a first-year program.
Yeah, that's big.
That's huge. I wouldn't have thought football, people were craving any kind of football. But then you think about the San Antonio area. They got the Spurs, but then they don't really have much else. They're not probably dyed-in-the-wool Longhorn fans.
No, it's a big Cowboys area.
Yeah, so...
But college,
yeah,
they kind of filled that niche.
Yeah, kind of craving something. In their first game ever, they had 56,743 people. Can you imagine? I mean, and this was the Larry Coker teams. Uh-huh. He coached them. 56,000 people at your first game.
Is that the noise in that dome?
Yeah. And as if there's not, or the silence, I don't know if they got trounced or not. But can you imagine the general nerves you would have in your first college game, especially if you're a kid that played in front of 2,000 in high school? Brand new program's going to start some true freshmen, and you trot out there in front of 56,000, be kind of blow me away. Last year, the Baylor game, they had 42,000 in attendance.
Yeah, it was a great crowd.
Yeah, did it feel
really good?
Full,
yeah, it was loud
really
in there.
Really electric.
Right.
It's hard to have rivals because they've only been around for 9 seasons. But now that they've been in a conference for a little while, their rivals are considered North Texas, and that's a pretty good rivalry. They're tied 3-3 with them. Mm. So this year, somebody's going to have the edge. I think probably most prognosticators and Kyle Yeomans would say North Texas will beat them this year because they're kind of everybody's darling because of Mason Fine. They're also rivals with Texas State, but they lead the rivalry 3-0. So I don't, in my book, it's not a rivalry if one team's not ever won one.
Okay.
So I think they're trying to drum that up. And speaking of Roadrunner rivalries, there was a recent vote on the greatest rivalry in the Looney Tunes universe.
Oh.
And I'll have you know that the Roadrunner versus the Wile E. Coyote was the overwhelming favorite as the greatest rivalry in the Looney Tunes universe.
That was number one.
Yes.
Very good.
Or, as we like to say on this show, Wile E. Coyote.
That's right. Coyote.
That's a bit of a throwback right there. You have to be a longtime listener.
Oklahoma is playing South Dakota this weekend.
The Coyotes.
Coyote.
Is that still in the system somewhere? We should find that.
Yeah, somewhere.
Just type in coyote in the search thing and see what you get. All right. Notable alumni and former students. And you have to say former students because I don't know that any of these folks actually graduated.
Okay.
And there's really only four of them. Michelle Beadle from ESPN.
Yeah.
Sports personality. Did you find that drop?
I did, but it just says zero. Like it has
okay.
no time.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I don't want to derail this. This super streamlined, excellent segment I'm doing. Michelle Beadle, is she still hosting NBA Countdown? I know there's been some changes.
She just got fired.
Oh, our condolences to Michelle. Maybe she'll be at the game on Saturday. Not much to do. There's a rapper. Are you into hip hop?
Uh-huh. Somewhat.
Okay. Travis Scott.
Wait,
I'm not
you
Travis
didn't ask
Scott.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
John, you into hip hop?
Not really.
Could you name 5 rappers?
Not really. Moneybagg Yo.
Is that a real rapper?
Only because it was his birthday this week. I know that.
Travis Scott, I believe a former student. I don't know that he graduated. Bruce Bowen, who did his undergraduate at Cal State Fullerton, but he did graduate classes at UTSA when he was winning 3 rings with San Antonio Spurs.
Cool.
Noted defender, all defensive team, defensive player of the year. And then a bit of a personal Kim Spradlin, does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
To anyone?
Yes. Mike Spradlin's daughter.
Yes.
And she was on what show?
She won Survivor.
Survivor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
She won it.
Yes. She also a former student at Mary Hardin Baylor.
Wow.
That's where I knew her.
Did y'all work out together?
No, I dated her sister.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, maybe dated is not the word. We were friends.
All right.
And I thought she was super pretty.
Move along.
But that didn't end well. And then I saw her dad on an airplane a couple of years later and it avoided him like the plague. Because Coach Spradlin's a kind of a big, like,
oh, yeah.
scary guy. So I avoided he and Roxanne like the plague. So Michelle Beadle, Travis Scott, Bruce Bowen, Kim Spradlin, those are the only real kind of notable alums or famous former students that I could come up with. And my last note, by my calculations, and I literally pored over the roster, I don't think UTSA has any Waco area Heart of Texas players.
I didn't notice any either. I was looking for the same thing.
Yeah. Brendan Johnson, I think, was playing last year, and that's Dee Brown's son. He's a Midway kid.
Midway, yeah.
I believe he's transferred mm-hmm. elsewhere. And so I was looking for area ties, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find any.
Yeah, same
so
here.
That is what I have for you. That is fun facts to know and go and share and tell with your friends over dinner about UTSA.
That is great information. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
I'll do better next week.
No, that was good.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, thank
next
you.
Next week, we don't have a game.
Then so I will definitely do better next week.
You just pick a school if you want to do it next Friday.
Maybe I could just come in and do notable off weeks in Baylor history.
Never undefeated.
Undefeated in bye weeks. Week.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Good to see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Let's take a break. When we come back, day of the day, and some notable birthdays and some notables that I missed yesterday, and I was kicking myself the rest of the day. So birthdays and day of the day when we come back. It's a Friday. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show. Glad to have Chris Allman in here. Garrett Ross. It's brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. High school football is back in action across our family of stations. Midway will host Mansfield Lake Ridge. Here's head coach Jeff Hume talking about tonight's opponent.
Lakers got some very, very fast, great skill guys. They love to throw the ball deep. Obviously, the secondary is going to be tested. You know, we feel like we can control a little bit of the tempo with our lines, D-line and offensive line, which I think could make a big difference.
This game can be heard on ESPN Central Texas. Temple, they host Monterey on AM 1330 at 93.9 FM. Waco High versus Georgetown can be heard on 101.3 FM. Robinson is on the road versus Gatesville on 104.9 FM. And Conley, they take on Glen Rose on AM 1590 and 99.3 FM. All broadcasts begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30 and can be streamed at SendTechSportsFan.com.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on a Friday. Matt Mosley warming up in the bullpen. He'll come in at the top of the hour, 10 to noon for Matt Mosley. Unnecessary Roughness, noon to 3. You make the call, 3 to 6. Then full night of high school action coming up this evening on here on ESPN Central Texas and stations here in the building. Today is National Read a Book Day. So there you go. Can't go wrong there. I had lunch yesterday with Gary Rhodes and Scott Salmons. Gary Rhodes was just back from a week in Estes Park, Colorado. Mm. He said he read 2.5 books in a week. And he said, and I didn't finish the third one because it's 800 pages. So I'm still working on it. But he took advantage of that opportunity to dive into books.
I meant to bring you that Joe Buck book that I've been telling you about
today. Oh, yeah. You've been telling me about that.
I took 2 books on vacation and didn't read a page of either
one. You didn't?
Milo Hamilton's autobiography.
Yeah, yeah.
And a book called The System. Armin Katayan wrote it a few years back.
Don't know that one.
It's about just the business of college football.
Cool.
So I'm into books.
Yeah. You're into them a lot. You didn't read one. Gary read 2.5. So today is National Read a Book Day. It's September 6th. Now, if you remember, August 9th, we all celebrated. I'm sure we did. National Book Lovers Day. They sound similar, but National Read a Book Day invites us all to grab a book we might enjoy and spend the day reading. So today is National Read a Book Day. Take advantage of that. A couple of birthdays I want to mention today, and I want to go back to yesterday because, again, I was kicking myself. It was my fault, Garrett, that we didn't get to the day of the day and the birthdays yesterday. But yesterday was Gary's birthday. So Gary Rhodes, one of my best friends in the world, was his birthday. He and Scott Salmons and I had lunch yesterday, so it was Gary's birthday yesterday, and I missed it on the air, at least. We didn't miss it at lunch. But happy birthday now belatedly to Gary Rhodes and Rachel Caton, who works in athletic communications. Yesterday was Rachel's birthday, so I missed that as well. Happy birthday to them late. Today, a couple of mention, Cal Spangler played baseball at Baylor. Kelly McCarver up the street from us. Today is Kelly's birthday. Oh, today is Jana Saman's birthday, Matt Saman's wife. What a gem of a person she is. So happy birthday to Jana Saman. Let's see. Sandy Maselli, today's her birthday, works with the Alzheimer's Association here in Waco. And Bruce Carbonara, Corey Carbonara's brother. Bruce Carbonara he's a great singer. If you need somebody for your next gathering.
That was my next question.
Uh-huh.
You know any good singers?
He's available.
Is he an Italian guy?
You would think so, yeah.
But?
Not really. His name's Carbonara. I mean, he's as Italian as you're going to get
here.
If
you have the name of an Italian dish.
Yeah. So there are Jeff Hennell, used to work with us in Baylor Vision. He's now over at Auburn. Oh, today is Tommy Lou Davis's birthday also. So Tommy Lou, happy birthday to you. Tony Pruitt's birthday today. Tony, I owe you a return phone call. I got your message yesterday, and I will call you, I promise, coming up today. So there's a few birthdays. Anything to add, Garrett?
One friend of mine, Wesley Warwick, today's his birthday. So I wish Wesley a happy birthday.
From the Waco Warwicks?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Chris, anybody to add?
Grandfather turned 89 a couple of days ago.
Fantastic.
David Yeager.
Happy birthday, former, Mr. Yeager.
Former Corps of Cadet at Texas A&M, class A&M. Of like 40-something.
Man, that's great.
So, 89. Happy birthday. My mom saw him and said, happy birthday, Daddy. And he said, I've been here too long. So, happy birthday, Granddaddy Yeager.
That's an 89-year-old response, isn't it?
Isn't it,
That's
man.
Pretty good. Well, happy birthday to all those folks, and have a great day. Sorry, Gary and Rachel, that I missed you yesterday, but we'll just extend your birthday another day. All right, we got to get out of here. We are late. Matt Mosley is standing by. The Matt Mosley Show is next. Appreciate Chris coming in. Garrett, thanks very much. Good luck on a Friday, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All right.
Everybody, we'll see you, talk to you tomorrow from McLean Stadium, and hopefully, Lord willing, back on Monday at 9 a.m. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next.
Yeah, thanks for making my dreams come true.